The Star Wars universe has been a vital part of popular culture for more than 40 years.
For my ally is the Force, and a powerful ally it is. Life creates it, makes it grow. Its energy surrounds us and binds us. Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter. You must feel the Force around you.
And that passion was renewed by the box office smash The Force Awakens, and thousands of people have decided that they want the Force to be with them, even when they're not watching one of the films. They've decided to practice Jediism, and here with me to explain its tenets and more is Jody Van, an instructor in ASU's School of Historical, Philosophical, and Religious Studies. Jody, is Jediism a recognized religion, and who practices it?
Well, the issue of whether or not it is recognized is something we have to address first. During the 2001 consensus, in several English-speaking countries, there was a sort of grassroots movement for people to self-identify as Jedi. Whether this was for religious reasons or a sort of tongue-in-cheek critique against gathering religious information, demographics in general, we don't really know. But in that year, a good number of people actually chose to self-identify as Jedi, about 70,000 in Australia. England and Wales are about 390,000, which actually outnumbered Sikhs, Jews, and Buddhists. An incredible sort of movement that we see. If the intention during this period was to sort of critique the practice of gathering religious information, it probably succeeded, because since then, many of these countries have gotten rid of the question about religious affiliation.
People think about how people who are Jedis in the Star Wars films sort of treat each other, some of the things they're focused on. Do the tenets of actual Jediism correlate with those? And if not, what are some other aspects of it?
In general, most Jedis uphold the idea of equality amongst humans. They tend to have very progressive liberal social ideologies. They encourage non-discrimination on the basis of sexuality, gender, ethnicity, those kinds of things. So it does seem to appeal to a much more contemporary audience.
Is there any reason to indicate that with the revival of the Star Wars films recently, there was a trailer for The Last Jedi. Are these the sorts of things that would get people more revved up and thinking about being involved in that? Does it bring the religion more attention?
I think absolutely. I think that this distinction between Jediism as a religion and people who are heavily involved in, let's say, fandom communities, it's a really fine line when we're talking about both groups drawing from the same source. And I think plenty of people within the fandom communities who may not self-identify as Jedi religiously, still find moral value in the series, still look to the series as a way to sort of organize their own ethical system. So these boundaries are not really as strict as we might like to imagine.
So where does Joseph Campbell fit in on Jediism? Because the mythology, of course, I think most of our listeners would have known of Joseph Campbell's name. That seems to have fit in even with what George Lucas had been looking for with the movie. Does it play a role in the religion too?
Absolutely. I think that, well, for anyone who knows Joseph Campbell's name, they may know that Joseph Campbell and George Lucas were actually quite good friends. They spent a lot of time together, and George Lucas set out to explicitly model his universe on Campbell's theory of the hero's journey myth. And of course, it's not the only story to do so. These are stories that Campbell saw across different cultures throughout time that fit a similar kind of structure. Basically, the idea that there's a hero who has some kind of troubled youth or beginning, who goes through trials, learns a lesson, and comes out in the end having achieved something great. There's a lot more complicated examples of this. But a lot of the stories that are very compelling to people, superhero stories, fit this model very closely. And interestingly enough, so do most religious origin stories. The story of Jesus, for example, he had a very unique birth, right? A troubled upbringing. He had trials and tribulations. He faced death and overcame, according to the story. The story of Buddha fits the same kind of model. So we can see parallels in the way in which the kind of origin stories of these religions, mythologies, all sort of add up to something that seems to be compelling for humans, no matter where or when they are.
Are there any messages related to Jediism that really directly correlate with even phrases from the film? People will always think of, may the Force be with you. Is the Force an actual thing that is either defined in Jediism or really comes across as obvious?
I think that the Force is really best understood as a kind of life source that Jedis understand connects everyone. It is a sort of common human characteristic. We see a lot of elements of Eastern religion in some of the Jedi tenets. The notion that there is a sort of balance, right? Luke bringing balance to the Force is very much aligned with the Eastern philosophies of yin and yang, right? Where we have to have the light and the dark balancing one another. I find it really interesting on the Temple of the Jedi Order's website, they say that even though Jediism is based in fiction, they accept myth as sometimes more practical means of conveying philosophies that are applicable to real life. So they sort of recognize that these myths, these stories, are sometimes more capable of delivering really important truths to the human imagination.
That's Jody Van, and as Yoda might say, an instructor in ASU's School of Historical, Philosophical, and Religious Studies, she is.